Hey folks, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today is Friday, September 4th, and we are talking e-commerce, we are talking trends and news, and I'm also going to be talking about email marketing because there's some big holidays coming up in the next quarter that email marketing can drive a lot of repeat sales from past customers and sales from new customers. Let's get into some of the news this past week. There's been a lot of cool news out lately that shows what I've been talking about for a while here, and that is that the pandemic is causing a lot of people to shop online, and especially in things related to the home. On RetailDive.com, which is where I get a lot of great news for the e-commerce industry, says coffee makers, mixers, whiteboards, things like that that are in the home, they're surging like crazy, okay? Everything related to the home. So high-ticket dropshipping, we're talking about high-ticket products like espresso machines or, you know, wine coolers, kegerators, things for the home. Those types of things are selling like crazy right now. People, anything related to entertaining yourself or relaxing in the home is selling up. So now's the best time to get in. Now is better than ever. Get in now, because if you wait until the holiday season to start, it's going to be too late. All right. The other thing, too, which is really interesting, is that we've been having a lot of stock issues because of the pandemic. And so what that's done is that's actually caused customers to look to other brands to buy stuff. There's a Retail Dive article about what COVID-19 did to customer loyalty. And as retailers grappled with out-of-stock products, researchers found that 75% of consumers opted to shop alternative brands, which is always what we're going for. When we're building out these stores, we want to provide at least maybe 2 to 3 or more brands that offer this similar product so that a customer can shop around between maybe 2 to 3 or 5 different types of the same product from different brands. And that also gives us the opportunity, if a person buys something and it happens to be out of stock, that we can offer them the same type of product, very similar from another brand, and they'll be willing to accept it, okay? So just know that usually what we're doing is we're providing multiple different types of brands, products in the same store or marketplace, and people, especially now, are going to be forced to shop alternative brands. And depending on your industry, there may be a lot of customer loyalty, they may not be. And so if the industry, they're not loyal to a certain brand, it's really easy to get them to switch to other products, okay? So keep that in mind. Okay, there's another article here which piqued my interest. Home Depot adds 3 warehouses as DIY demand grows. Home Depot, if you don't already know, is a gigantic retailer, both online and in store. And people in their home, one of the things they're going to be doing if they're staying home all day long is upgrading their house, you know, building things, gardening in the outdoors, things like that. So Home Depot is probably growing a lot, obviously, if they're building 3 new warehouses. you know, there's an intense amount of investment that goes on in building a warehouse full of inventory and the things you need to move inventory around, like forklifts and, you know, shipping and returns and all that stuff. I used to work in a warehouse in the lock and security industry, and it was a lot of different things we had to deal with all the time. The millions and millions and millions of dollars that go into building these warehouses is a lot of upfront investment. That's why I like to do high-ticket dropshipping. You know, number one, I don't have to deal with all that upfront investment overhead. I also don't have to hire, you know, all the employees that they normally have to hire and, you know, all the overhead that goes in with that. I also don't have to be any specific place to work. I can be location-independent, work from my office, work from home, wherever. So it's a great business model. But at the same time, you know, obviously, big businesses like Home Depot are going to grow a lot more just because they are able to capitalize more on consumer demand for certain categories like DIY. But keep that in mind, guys. Things are growing like crazy. Another company that had an interesting growth peak in one part of their business and had a fall in another is a brand called Ulta, or ULTA. I'm not exactly sure how you say it, but ULTA Beauty. Article here on Retail Dive says Ulta's net income falls 95% as e-commerce grows by more than 200%, which is crazy if you think about it. Okay, the actual business itself, like, it's usually based around retail storefronts, so, you know, their business is failing like crazy, but their e-commerce side of their business is up a lot. And it just kind of goes to show, you know, like, people aren't trying to walk around stores all day long anymore. You know, the retail experience isn't what it used to be, okay? It's going to be like this for a while, this pandemic. unfortunately is going to continue to spread. It just is what it is until there's a vaccine out there. And, you know, until there's a clear cure in place, there's just nothing that's going to stop this disease from spreading. The only thing that can slow it down is by people wearing masks and social distancing. So that's pretty much it. But yeah, you'll just see the effects on the industries and then business, you know, overall from that. The last thing that really is interesting to see here on Retail Dive says Walmart teams with Microsoft on the TikTok bid. Okay, they're eyeing e-commerce and an advertising opportunity. TikTok, if you don't know, is a social media app where you can record short videos. And people are really, really taking to it. It's huge and very popular. It's blown up. There's been a lot of interest in America in that app and, you know, a lot of, let's say, suspicion by, you know, the Trump administration. Let's be straight up about it. What they're suspicious about is that the Chinese government is probably controlling the company that owns the app and is looking at the data, and he doesn't want that data in the hands of the Chinese. That, you know, they don't want the American consumer data for whatever reason. They want to protect it. There's a lot of protectionism going on these days with the Trump administration, nationalism. And so what we want to do is we want to understand why this is all happening and what we can do to capitalize on it. So what they decided to do is put in a thing where, you know, they're going to ban TikTok in America, unless TikTok sells their American part of their business to an American company. And so Microsoft, you know, started bidding on it, Walmart, and so on and so forth. But the thing about it is that, of course, China's getting smart and saying, well, what if we put a law in place that does not allow the export of Chinese technology to other countries, you know, or specifically to America? And so this might not actually happen in the first place. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes down. But regardless, you know, there's certain big companies that want to expand. Walmart's looking to expand for e-commerce. Microsoft is looking to expand the social media space. And it looks like, you know, big, big deals are taking place. And it'll be interesting to see what happens there. All right. Stocks are going up. Usually they've been going up. And then all of a sudden we had a big dive one day. E-commerce stocks are still going up, though. You know, obviously the companies are growing, so it's not a bad place. If you're making a bit of money with your e-commerce store, or you're interested in e-commerce but not actually owning a store yourself, e-commerce stocks might be a great place to put your money right now. The NASDAQ, the market has been going up steadily since the coronavirus crash, and so is the S&P 500, and so is the Dow Jones Industrial Average. So companies to think about investing in, like Amazon.com, Shopify, Alibaba, Walmart, JD.com, eBay, PayPal, Wayfair, a company like Mercado Libre, which is actually like an e-commerce store in the Latin American world. These are all great companies. They're growing a lot, so good ideas on the horizon there. Things are happening kind of up and down with Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. I think things are changing around a lot as people stockpile U.S. dollars. The dollar tends to go up in value when that happens, and gold and Bitcoin decline. And then when the opposite happens, people stockpile other currencies. You know, they're printing a lot of money right now, so things are kind of getting towards the point where there might become some problems with inflation in the future. We'll see what happens. But for now, it's just a good idea to understand that there is a lot of volatility in the market. You're just not sure what's going to happen. So be sure to play your cards right if you're going to invest, and only invest what you can afford to lose. And do dollar cost averaging, you know, buy during the dip. It's the best advice I can give you. All right, so let's talk about email marketing, guys. Coming up this weekend is Labor Day. Labor Day is a huge sales holiday. And on huge sales holidays, you have the opportunity to make a lot of money with your e-commerce store. Okay, there's a bunch of these throughout the day, big shopping holidays. Labor Day is one of them. So a really good idea if you're, you know, want to bring in more money for this holiday is to run an email marketing campaign. Now, obviously, you can do more than that. You can do Facebook advertising, more Google advertising. You know, you can do high bids, things like that. But a great way to get free sales is targeting past customers and people that have signed up to your newsletter list, especially recently. So what I usually do, I'm using Klaviyo for my Shopify store. I run a 4 to 5 day email sequence. It starts just kind of like a launch sequence would start, kind of building up anticipation. And then you talk about the actual launch, you launch the sale, and then you tell people how well it did and that it's closing out, and then maybe you extend it a few more days after that kind of a thing. Now, what I don't like to do is I don't like to spam my list too much. So if somebody hasn't engaged by the first or second email of the launch, then I usually stop emailing them. I only email people that are actually engaged in the website, that are showing engagement. So they're actually going to the website, they're clicking around. Klaviyo sees all this cool stuff. So Klaviyo is a great tool to use because they'll actually see who's on your website, who's clicking around, what they're doing, right? And you can actually target people based on that kind of stuff. You can build out really targeted campaigns based just around specific products in your store if you find best sellers or certain markets of people that are, you know, buying certain products. So a lot of cool stuff. But yeah, that's what we usually do. And make sure you set that up ahead of time, obviously. Sending emails in the morning is usually a good idea so that you're the kind of there with the morning emails. And if somebody's interested, they'll buy. It's not a bad idea to send emails in the evening because you might be the only person, you know, they get an email from, which might catch them, you know, by surprise and stuff like that. But usually we send emails in the mornings just because that's when they're up, that's when they get their coffee, that's when they're ready to make a purchase. All right, guys, so there's a lot more sales holidays coming up. Columbus Day is in October. Obviously, Black Friday and Cyber Monday, usually the biggest holidays of the year, in November. And then December is, Christmas, Hanukkah, so on and so forth. And then there's, you know, some New Year's holiday kind of sales you could do as well. So get prepared, folks. Q4 is coming up, and it's going to be a big one this year with the pandemic happening and everybody's shopping online. People are just going to shop online like crazy probably. They're probably going to be doing most, if not all, of their Christmas, you know, holiday shopping on the internet. And so you definitely want to put yourself in the forefront of that. One thing I can tell you though, if you're doing high-ticket dropshipping, make sure you're updating your stock, folks, because if you sell something that's out of stock, let's just say this, if you're advertising something that's out of stock and you sell it, even if you don't sell it, but if you sell it, you're wasting ad dollars, okay? Because people, you know, if you don't have enough alternatives or they're just not interested, they might just cancel their order. Okay, so be really careful, folks. Another thing is with payment processors, most of them, especially Stripe, Shopify payments, they're not refunding people for merchant fees if you cancel an order. So don't automatically capture orders, okay? You have to manually capture them, make sure it's in stock first, and then if it's just authorized and you cancel it, you never charged them, so you don't have to have any fee refunded to you. For high ticket dropshipping, the fee of whatever close to 3% that it is, if it's $1,000, that's $30. If it's $2,060, if it's $3,000, that's $90, you know? And so anything above $3,000 order is going to be over $100 just in a fee that you will not get refunded to you if you have to cancel that order because it wasn't in stock. So keep that in mind, folks. Build a system out. Keep stock updated on your website, at least on the best sellers, the popular products that are getting clicks and stuff like that. And do your best to, fulfill customers' needs, understand the products that you sell so that you can offer alternatives, and, follow up with people. Take those phone calls and close sales over the phone. A lot of times that'll make or break your sales if you're taking phone calls or not. And make sure you are bidding up throughout the sales holidays on those specific days. Okay, raising your bids is a good way to compete better as well. Okay, guys, so thanks so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want to get started with high-ticket dropshipping, I have a few great offers for you. The first one is our high-ticket dropshipping niches list. It's completely free. And it's a list of the 99 most profitable niches for high-ticket dropshipping that I've found and actually sold in over time. So if you want to pick that up, that's at ecommerceparadise.com/99niches. I'll include a link in the description below. We have a bunch of free guides on our website. Just go to ecommerceparadise.com and go to free guides in the top. We have a free mini course for high-ticket dropshipping. It's a 7-video course that explains everything in depth so you kind of know before you get started. So if you want that, just go to ecommerceparadise.com/free course. And we have a number of paid premium courses as well as done for you services and a whole business in the box service where my team of 20 plus virtual assistants will actually help you build an entire high ticket dropshipping store for you. If you want more information on all this stuff, just go to ecommerceparadise.com. For the actual done for you turnkey and business in a box stuff, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com/turnkey and get all the info on there. There's a video, there's an explanation, a breakdown of what's included, and we have a bunch of pre-built turnkey stores as well at ecommerceparadise.com. So thanks so much for listening, guys, and I will talk to you in the next episode.